The Rainfully Shield didn't linger long in Taranaki. Just over a week after ripping it from the grasp of Canterbury, the Taranaki Bulls have surrendered the Log of Wood to Otago. About 4,000 spectators crammed into the boutique TET Stadium in Inglewood to watch the match. Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin was one of them.
Spirits were high pre-match at Crowded House Cafe and Bar in New Plymouth, where many Bulls faithful had gathered before catching buses out to the venue, which is standing in for the quake-damaged Jarrod Stadium. Nathan Mumby was looking forward to the game and thought the compact ground at Inglewood could work in Taranaki's favour, although he did note the Barrett brothers' absence.
Oh, pretty excited. Yep, absolutely. It's a shame we don't have some All Blacks there, but I think we've got one in the as a lock. But yeah, it's going to be good to see. I'm probably more excited about going out to that stadium, actually, out in Inglewood. I think the atmosphere and the crowd, and it's going to feel it's going to feel like home.
At the Hairy Dog Sports Bar, 20 kilometres away in Inglewood, the blue and gold of Otago dominated. Ben Ellis and his dad Grant and mate Bruce Hurrell had travelled up especially for the occasion.
I think we're going to have a big day today. We're all pleased we're back at level one so we can actually do this. All the stars had to align to get us to level one today. We've kept an eye on it and it's worked out.
And the weather's clearing up.
Ben had a tip for the scoreline.
I think it'll be tight and we'll sneak in 12-9, all penalties.
Goal kicking might be an issue today.
Meanwhile, at the TET Stadium, where an impromptu slacks gig had broken out, the Bulls' number one fan, Mike Morrissey, aka Mad Mike the Flagman, saw things panning out differently.
Mate, we're just going to run rampant today. We're just going to run over the top of them, and we're just going to take them out every way.
But Johnny Walker admitted he was also worried about those missing Barrett boys.
Hopefully we can do all right without the Barrett boys, but we'll see. They're pretty big. I mean, you know, the player was the world's best player, so, you know, big boots to fill.
Clad head to foot in plastic, John Gray and Kerry Marmore had one eye on the weather.
Bloody rubbish, mate. It's fine in Stratford.
No, don't tell lies. No, we just hope to God we'll be fine, but as long as we win, who cares about the weather?
So, Kathmandu icebreaker, where'd you get your wet weather gear from?
$2 shop, mate, and out of the husband's garage.
You reckon it's going to do the job?
I hope so.
Then it was kick-off, but perhaps from a Taranaki perspective at least, the less said about the game, the better. Heading for the gates just before the final whistle, Glenn Turner reckoned Otago deserved their 30-19 victory over a lacklustre Bulls side. But he was trying to look on the bright side.
Good to get out. Good to get a bit wet and then dry out, you know. So, yeah.
Can you live with the result? What do you reckon?
Oh, I think I'll survive, yeah. Hey, at least I didn't go to Auckland, I suppose, next week. But no.
Matt Scrimshaw, who had been at the match with daughter Yannicka, reckoned it had been worth coming out.
It's fantastic to be able to be able to come out and go and see some live sport. That's fantastic, for sure.
Not that that could dull the pain completely.
Well, somewhat, but I mean, there's never a great feeling when your team loses, but, you know, it's what it is.
Otago's victory is the first time the Shield has changed hands in successive matches since 2013, when Otago won it off Waikato before losing it to the Hawke's Bay. And while the Bulls lick their wounds, the Magpies get their crack at Shield history when they face Otago in Dunedin next Sunday. I Taranaki mō te hōtaka o te atu nei, ko Robin Martin aho.